And a good Monday morning to you from the Osage Casino Studios in downtown Bartlesville. It is 8:34, 63 degrees. It's a bit rainy out, but nonetheless, it's a bright day for all of us here in downtown Bartlesville in our listening area. It's time for a community connection being brought to you by Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home and Tall Grass Motors. I have the pleasure of speaking with Tracy Barnes today with Grace Community Church and Celebrate Recovery. Tracy, how are you this morning?
I'm doing well, and I'm dry.
Yes, that's good. That's always the good part about a rainy day, is staying dry.
That's right. It's tricky.
Yes, it really is. But hopefully on July 5th for Celebrate Recovery and the Night of Freedom, it'll be dry.
That's right. That's what we're praying for.
Yes, that's always what we're praying for indeed, especially around that holiday. What can you tell us about the Night of Freedom?
Yes. So if you haven't seen it already, I'm going to go ahead and hold this up right here. So there's this flyer kind of there, and it talks about Night of Freedom. So Night of Freedom is going to be a time that we are asking people to come together and come and see the freedom that people are finding through a Christ-centered recovery program. And this is for kids and teens and adults. And so this is a night where, you know, July 4th, we're celebrating our independence in the country as a whole. But July 5th, we're coming together to celebrate the freedom that we have found the past year after COVID.
Right.
Which I think we could all say that we have something that we've overcome. Mm-hmm. So whether you've been a part of a recovery program or not, this is a time that we can come together, have live music, inflatables, free hot dogs, and just get to have fellowship with one another. And so we're going to be talking about the freedom that we have found this past year.
Exactly. Sure. Yeah, that's perfect.
Yeah.
And of course, you can't go wrong with it being at the Unity Square. That's always a great place to gather at.
Yeah. Yeah. It'll be from 7 to 9 p.m. on July 5th there. So it's going to be really good.
What inspired this event for you guys?
Yeah. So, you know, for us, it was about seeing that not a lot of people got to come together, you know, last year, whenever it came to July 4th. But when I think of the word freedom, that's something we talk a lot about at Celebrate Recovery. And we actually, that's why we call it Celebrate Recovery. And so I'm pretty huge whenever it comes to wanting to celebrate our freedom. But I'm also wanting to bring people together and see that, hey, there's more freedom that you can celebrate this year. More freedom than just, yay, that we get to come back together and celebrate a holiday together. But what about if we celebrate, hey, I just dealt with loneliness for the past year, and now I'm going to celebrate that I'm not going to be stuck in that rut no more.
Right.
Or what if I've been dealing with anxiety and depression? What if we came together as a community, kids, teens, because there's going to be inspiring speakers there, kids and teens and adults sharing a mini testimony of what they've gone through. And so I was like, okay, what if we come together and talk about that out loud in the community, like we do at our recovery program every Monday night? So we're bringing it to the streets of Bartlesville and saying, hey, we want to share our freedom that we have found this past year with you, and will you celebrate yours as well?
Yeah. Well, I know 2020 left me kind of stressed a little bit, so I'm glad to be free of that for the most part.
Yeah. I think everybody can, right?
Right.
I mean, at some level, we can all say, and if you're not, you're probably in denial.
Yeah.
That's what we say.
Yeah, that's accurate.
You know, if there's something that we have all struggled with, you know, and talking about it and coming out of denial is what we say is the first step.
Yeah.
So.
And you said that you guys meet on Monday nights. You were telling me that this is a national program. What can you tell me about that?
Yeah, so Celebrate Recovery, believe it or not, it's actually a network of like-minded Bible-based community. This ministry is part of an international movement to bring Christ-centered Bible-based recovery to the whole world. So it started out of Saddleback's church in California, Rick Warren, and John Baker and him came together over 30 years ago and put this program together. And so since then, it's in 33,000 churches nationwide. And so it goes back to that it's in the local church. They go off of, you know, you have to honor what your local church does and faith beliefs or belief, but this is a Christ-centered recovery program. And so we meet every Monday night. It's a safe place for people to come and find community with one another and to actually talk about their hurts and their habits and their hang-up and not worry about it going anywhere else. which is a pretty big deal when people are talking about their hurts and their habits and their hangups.
Yeah. And why is it freeing, if you will?
Yeah. So for me, I'll just kind of give you a little rundown for me. This is my hometown, which I absolutely love. But whenever I reached a point in my life over 4 years ago where I was hurting really deep after divorce, I really didn't want to be around. I wanted to isolate. And I kept hearing just kind of the Holy Spirit just prompt me and say, hey, you know, you need to stick around and ask for help. I will never forget that I actually got to a point in my life where I was talking to my kids after school one day, and I just kind of had a, what I would like to call a mini flip out moment, but my kids call a big flip out moment. And I just remember being so like anxious, and I actually pulled out my phone and all I typed out was help. Okay. So I've been in the ministry for like 13 years and I was like, that's it. I've reached my all time low. Like I'm typing in the word help in Google.
Right.
And in that moment, believe it or not, Celebrate Recovery came up for Grace Community Church. I believe that was nothing but God. Right. I drove 2 minutes from my kid's school over to Grace, and I walked in and I sat down with Cindy McElvain, who her and Pastor Rod are the senior pastors there. And she also brought Celebrate Recovery to Bartlesville. And I just remember her, for the first time, someone listened to me and didn't try to fix me. Just supported me, and also didn't say, well, pray for you and have a great day.
Right.
Her and I have been meeting consistently for the past 3.5 years. It was the first time that I found support and love for where I was, not where someone wanted me to be. Mm-hmm. That was freeing. That was just the first step of freedom. And then I dove like even deeper, and I started going to Celebrate Recovery on a Monday night, sharing in what we call gender-specific open share groups. We have 4 women and 3 for men. And hearing other people talk about the hurts and the habits and the hangups in their life also brought me freedom that I could share. And then I got into what we call a step study, which is where you go really deep into these 4 books, which again is used international and here, and asks you some really hard questions that you really just don't want to answer.
I would ask you what the questions are, but I don't know if I want to be put on the spot on live radio.
Oh, boy. You know what? Okay, so this right here, what I'm doing on live radio, is to show you the freedom that I found. Because 4 years ago, how I looked at ministry was to be like, yeah, so I'm doing great, and praise the Lord, and love Jesus, and keep going strong. Right. But now I can be like, yeah, so I deal with control and past trauma from childhood abuse. Fear, codependency, and guess what? I'm not going to stay there. Me talking about it, me sharing and digging deep, and what we call going into inventory, having accountability, and keeping Christ in the center of all this healing is what brought about the freedom. But here's the next step, what we call step 12. It's now sharing our testimony.
Right.
That brings freedom to others. It's contagious. Whether you want to admit it or not, like, it's contagious. And I remember the first time I heard a testimony at Celebrate Recovery, I remember thinking, well, we can talk about this in church. Like, what, did everyone just hear what he just said? And knowing that it wasn't going to leave the room, it wasn't going to leave the building, and that it was safe also brought about freedom.
Right.
So.
That is powerful stuff. When you can trust someone with your burden, really.
Yeah, and knowing that they're not going to try to fix it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, knowing that the healing comes from Jesus Christ, you know,
yeah.
Not from others, not to put that upon others to fix me. We're not counselors. We're not therapists. It takes about 40 leaders every Monday night to run Celebrate Recovery at Grace Community. So every Monday at 6:30, we have very faithful, trained leaders that have walked through this themselves and still walking through recovery, that makes a difference. Yeah.
And if people are wanting to, or if they're listening to us today and are looking to get on board with this,
yeah,
how do they go about doing that?
So that is a great question, because I did not recognize this until probably about, I don't know, a month ago. You would not believe how many phone calls and emails and texts I get about, well, how do I sign up for Celebrate Recovery? And I was like, oh, you don't have to sign up. You just show up and you come as you are. And that's how it was presented to me. But I do get the idea of, like, usually when you hear recovery, you know, what's the first thing? We kind of talked about this before. Right. What's the first thing you think of?
Drugs and alcohol.
Okay, very good. And that's true, right? That's true for a lot. But is it okay if I read this?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. So only 1 in every 3 people in CR are there for drugs and alcohol. And we have tons of people that come for shame, control, people pleasing, despair, fear, anger, abuse, financial, pornography. I mean, the list can literally be unlimited. It's whatever your issue that is controlling your life. And so in order to come and get involved, all you have to do is take the first step and show up at 6:30 Monday night at Grace Community Church. And there's actually another one called Base Camp, and that's at First Baptist on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. So it's pretty cool that we have 2 different locations that people can go to throughout the week in multiple areas.
And what you pointed out to us, too, are things that we don't normally think of as things that we need to recover from.
Yeah, yeah. So whenever I went to recovery, my first thoughts was, I'm here because what happened to me and this person that's really in my head needs recovery. Mm. Little did I know that I had a lot of character defects.
As do we all.
I was like, okay, yes, I deal with codependency and control and fear and shame. And so every other week we have a lesson and a testimony. Mm-hmm. So like tonight at 6:30, if you are free, just show up. You come, you'll experience. A lot of people are like, what does Celebrate Recovery look like on a Monday night? Well, you'll be greeted by some amazing leaders and friendly faces. You get a name tag. If you want to wear it, that's great. If you don't, no big deal. Right. You get to enjoy worship. You get to, we read over our principles and our steps together. Kind of a lot like a Sunday morning, you know, yeah, atmosphere. But then every other week you get to hear either a lesson out of the 25 lessons that are built in Celebrate Recovery or a testimony. And it's through that you're hearing more freedom. And then at 7:30, we split up into those open share gender-specific groups, you know, for men and women, but also for children. So a lot of people, when they think recovery, you don't think of for children and teens. We have a fully functioning recovery program for kids and for teens. And now I have a teen and I have a child, and they've been in recovery for 3 years.
Yeah. And what do children normally recover from, if you will?
Yeah, so my kids, they went through their own grief. I immediately put them into therapy when life kind of changed for us and turned upside down, because I wanted to make sure they had a safe place to share. Mm-hmm. And so when I found Celebrate Recovery and started finding the freedom in me sharing and finding healing, I wanted the same thing for them. So the kids actually go over the same lessons at a kid-based level. The teens go over the same lessons on a teen level, and they actually split up in open share groups, safe open share groups for kids can share and have their own journals. And so I think I gave you an example earlier, but my son now will look at me, and if I'm doing like a devotional in the morning, he'll come up to me and be like, Mom, I love you. You're not following your own rules. And I was like, what? What? And he just came out, and he has known that communication is something that he knows is important in relationships. Mm-hmm. So he knows, like, okay, I can communicate to my mom. And I said, what do you mean by that? And he said, well, Mom, you tell me all the time, if people aren't playing nice, just walk away. He's like, sometimes, Mom, when people aren't playing nice, you just need to walk away. And I was like, where is this coming from? But he would share with me things that he would see and things that I would do. And I'm like, okay, he's 9. And my daughter, who's 11, will now be like, Mom, that's very passive aggressive of you. And I'm like, what?
Right.
So they have learned now to communicate with me, to communicate with their family and their friends. Like, they're learning coping skills when they're getting angry, when they're just flat out mad, whether it's with me or with something. A lot of change has happened for them the past 4 years. Mm-hmm. And they've learned to not just talk through that, but journal through it. And those are a lot of things they've learned from Celebrate Recovery, that it's safe to do that. And if they can have those coping skills now, and I'm just learning them at the age of 32, like they got life going for them a lot better than me.
And they are the future too, and we need that more than ever, like we talked about earlier.
Yeah, so that, I think that's the other reason why Night of Freedom is so important, is for people to come and hear. Even if you don't get to stay the full time, I encourage you to, because you don't want to miss out.
Right.
Oh, and bring a lawn chair. But to come and hear stories of kids, whether it's like 2 minutes or a teen sharing for 2 minutes about how it impacted them. If our kids and our teens can have the coping skills that we as adults so desperately need, right? Especially after COVID.
Yeah.
Like, can you imagine where they're going to be? Instead of us like looking at, oh man, our kids are lost, you know, for the future, the way technology is and on their phones and devices and the way the world's going. But what if we start talking about the freedom? What if we start talking about, no, our kids have hope. And to me, the main hope is Jesus Christ. So if I can gear my kids toward that and have a safe place to also share that they're freaking angry,
yeah,
that they don't like how COVID changed their school system, that they didn't like being isolated. Whoa, like that's hard for me to share.
Yeah.
So if my kids can do it at 9 and 11, they got some hope right there. And that encourages me.
It encourages me as well, just hearing that. And I felt like your son was speaking to me too when you're saying, if people aren't playing nice, walk away. I need to do that more often myself.
Right? And he kind of just called me out on it, and I had to ask him. I had to pause, because my first response with my children would be to kind of be like, don't talk back, mm-hmm. or I know more than you, I'm older. And I think we can even do that in society, like, you know, whether people are 20 years older or 30 years, like, in even denominations, like, what if we just stop comparing and remember, okay, we are one body, of one faith under the same God, like we're worshiping the same Father.
Right.
We share the same Father here. And so when I stop and think of that, I don't look at my son when he talks to me like that as disrespectful. I see him like, whoa, he's changing and I kind of want what he has.
Right.
You know, so
teach me what you know.
Teach me what you know, right?
Yeah.
That encourages me for sure.
Yeah. And that goes back to the testimonies and why they're so important. Teach me what you know.
Yeah, so and every testimony is different, mm-hmm. you know, whether, so when we come to Celebrate Recovery, if you used to come on this Monday night, you won't just be thrown in there. Mm-hmm. We have a newcomers group called Newcomers 101, and it's a time that you can ask any questions about Celebrate Recovery. It's a time for you to get connected with a gender-specific leader and also kind of just share some of your story. And a lot of people find freedom just in the first night because they've never talked about it.
Right.
So in the step study and coming to Monday nights, what does it make you do? It makes you talk about it. Right. Now, we also say at Celebrate Recovery, what you put in is what you're going to get out. So that's the other thing, was when I came to Celebrate Recovery, I was like, okay, so I just want to heal in God's timing and not my own. And I remember what we call a sponsor. Kind of like accountability, but even more of a coach. She asked me, she's like, do you think that's a form of control? And I was like, maybe, because I wanted to rush through the recovery. I just wanted to heal and never to talk about it again.
Right.
But when I hear testimonies every other Monday and I get to read over them, talking about it on a continuous basis is where I keep finding more freedom. It actually helps me from not going back to the old habits and ways. Because
yeah.
I'm celebrating my freedom in Jesus Christ.
That's powerful stuff. Powerful stuff indeed. And we still have a little bit, actually seconds, so I didn't know if you had anything else that you wanted to say about Celebrate Recovery or...
Yeah, so just, you know, if you and your family are looking for a fun place to come and just to bring your family to have a good time, come on July 5th at Unity Square, and that's downtown Bartlesville. A lot of people are like, where's Unity Square? Downtown Bartlesville by the community center from 7 to 9 p.m. on July 5th. Come and enjoy live music. an inflatable with your kids and food and know that you're not going to be pressured into recovery. We are not here to force that on you, but we are here in the community, whether you're a business, whether you're a doctor, a lawyer, homeless, a child that's five, or a teen that is struggling going into middle school. We are here for you, and we want to provide a safe community where you can find healing. And so come on July 5th to check that out from 7 to 9 p.m. to kind of hear stories. And then also, if you're available tonight, come at 6:30 at Grace Community Church and get to see the freedom that people are finding.
We've been speaking with Tracy Barnes, the Director of Care and Recovery, Grace Community Church and Celebrate Recovery. We've been talking about Night of Freedom and Celebrate Recovery on this Monday morning. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much.
Maybe this is the year that you resolve to purchase a headstone for that family member that has been without one. Or maybe you've resolved to take care of prearranging your own funeral service so your family won't have to make decisions at a difficult time. Whatever the need is, Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home and Cremation Service has been there helping Green Country families for almost 100 years. Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home, Bartlesville's finest funeral home.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
The ONN, the Oklahoma News Network.
This is for those who always show they care. Who told their kids everyone 12 and older is eligible for a COVID vaccine. Those who explained to their cousins that vaccines prevent nearly 100% of hospitalizations and deaths from COVID-19. This is for the ones protecting those they love. Thank you.
We can do this. Find vaccines near you at vaccines.gov. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Have you ever experienced a wish come true? For a child battling a critical illness, a wish come true can be a turning point. One song, one dance, one game, one adventure, one moment changes everything. Make-A-Wish needs your support to grant the wish of every